Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Once again, if you'd like to join, it's 800-313-9443. Let us know what you think about the, what's your commentary on where we stand in the tyranny? Any solutions? Interesting stuff. Hey, we had a guy last night. Was it Greg from Arkansas? Is going through some stuff in the court. You know, he's a perfect example of how everybody, no matter, you know, who you are, you don't have to be well-versed in the courts. I was had nothing to do with any court stuff. I was trying to avoid the whole thing myself most of my life. And I just saw the incredible abuse that was taking place by this, you know, the system abusing the people, making mountains out of molehills, making fortunes out of bonded cases, making criminals out of innocent people who've done nothing except to happen to possess something or violate some arbitrary statute. It says so many families getting ripped apart, properties being seized, people being put out in the street, and worse. And I don't want to get too far down that and ruin my evening just right now. But anyway, because we got kind of a little bit of good news with the reaction of the jury to some of the questions. The questions that the jury is presenting to the defense, to the witness, you know, to the court, to the witnesses, to the players involved in the Bundy case, it reflects a state of mind that leads me to believe that they're questioning authority rather than submitting it to it. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, you asked Gary a question earlier. He asked you a question, and for myself, I will never make a deal. I am an innocent man. I am being maliciously, vindictively prosecuted by this terrorist who is a Mossad agent that's running this county's prosecution team. All the skullduggery, treachery, trickery, fatal defects in process, the putting the daughter of one of the indicted co-defendants on the RICO and Bivens Title 42 1983 action, violation of civil rights, natural rights, is about one of the most dirty-handed, underhanded attorney tricks, barratry, and brinksmanship one could ever conjure up. That tells you how much they hate me, how much they're scared of me, how much they're trying to protect the criminals that run this county from being prosecuted, which has also involved the federal judges. They've aided and abetted the perpetration of the continuation of this crime of felony theft by deception, armed robbery, attempted murder, grand theft auto, conspiracy to commit, and felony oppression under color of law, amongst a few other crimes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm starting to think that Nevada is
and I don't know if I can say, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think it's worse than New York. Oh, my God.
It's a rogue state.
Yes. You know, it is. And it, well, I mean, everything is fashioned out of New York, that's the command and control structure of the tyranny. But there's not a lot of, Nevada's pretty sparse. It's relatively sparsely populated for its landmass. It's got a, you know, a, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, most of the population is centered in Las Vegas or the surrounding areas and Reno. But that's about it. It doesn't have a lot of, you know, city. There's not a lot of cities in Nevada. It's pretty much, you know, Pahrump's a small kind of place. But I mean, as far as big cities, it's not like other states where you have multiple large cities. You know, it's very concentrated in that one area. So should you get a government or a corporation or an ecclesiastical division like the vicar's office or whatever, get powerful enough that they get in power, they can get away with what they want, and it's very hard to counterbalance that if the rest of the state is more or less empty.
Well, Eric, recall that over 90% or 90% of the state is controlled by the federal government. It's not owned by the federal government. It's merely under their administrative management schemes, and it's never owned by the federal government. They aren't supposed to own land in the states. They're supposed to cede it back to the states whenever we're established. However, they perverted their role and tried to flip the script and tried to dupe the people into thinking they own this land when they never were set up to own land, merely to administer it as supposed stewards of the land until we were ready to take it back control of our states' lands ourselves. In fact, that was part of what John brought up the dispute was today. If the water rights below the ground belong to the state, then how does the land not above it belong to the state? That's a fundamental question.
No, I've seen this happen in property transitions and transactions where somebody will sell a piece of property but still retain claim to the mineral and water rights that lay underneath. It happens all the time.
That's called horizontally divided estate.
It's a bad idea. I don't like it. It's a bad idea. If you're going to buy or sell or when property changes hands, it's got to be the property, the whole property, and nothing but the property and the whole thing top to bottom, right to down to the molten lava center core of the freaking earth. And all these restrictions about, you know, once you own your property that you're going to do this. I've seen it happen, and I don't want to get too specific, but a bill. I'm reluctant to talk about this one, but because the people are involved are such so nice and such good people. It's not their fault, and the kind of good news is they're realizing they're getting jerked around by an entity that they bought a building from and still are restricted on what they can do with it by the previous entity who sold them the building. Nothing like Chris. If
That's
I sold you your house.
Thinking.
If I sold you your house and said, "Well, you can't have any religious meetings there," all right? And you, even though you already, it's yours. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
an
I can't do that.
Contract.
It's happening. Yeah, everywhere I turn, I seem to see that type of crap, and I don't like it. And the people involved are waking up and realizing, you know, it's just kind of sucks. But you know, it's very difficult to. You know, it's to get everybody to respect freedom and private property rights. There's always going to be entities and agencies and people, individuals, who will try to exercise control from beyond the grave if they could. It's absolutely psychopathic.
You know, Eric, I had a call from my so-called standby counsel who now has tried to pervert herself to being the lead counsel on my case, and I had to straighten the rear end out that wasn't going to be tolerated, and we're going to have to find some different counsel because I got to take up on my own interest since she was limited on what the defenses she could offer me, and if she can't offer a full, zealous defense, then how can she properly present my interest? It's impossibility.
Well,
if she's conflicted
if
and can't
use the full
defenses...
She's already just told you that she's not going to be. Once they start talking like that, that means they're giving you the hint ahead of time that hint, hint, wink, wink, we're not going to really be working your case too hard. better off. Once again, Ryan Bundy's having the best success out there. He's defending himself. I'm not telling people do or don't take the attorney, but I'm just observing from what I've seen recently. And, you know, the people who are not taking the attorney and standing just their own ground as best they can, sometimes doing better, often do better than the people who take the attorney. Now, you know, not always, because the court's going to stack it so far against you if you don't take the attorney, you don't hire one of their gang to come out and extort money from you to get you off the charges that they passed when they were in the legislature, then, you know, the court stacks it against the people who are coming in pro se or pro per, which is defending yourself. But, you know, I just thought it was highly coincidental or just that Ryan Bundy was allowed to go home, and he was the one guy who had no attorney. He was self-representing. I've seen it happen here locally.
Self-presenting, not representing. You can't represent yourself. You are yourself.
Right, there you go. Gary, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I find it very interesting between the two of you folks. You pretty much really covered that. I was thinking of the water thing. Once in a while, we have people who move in, and they're going to milk 5,000, 10,000 cows, or they're going to grow a certain amount of grass for the city, and they put down these 10-inch wells. And as long as they don't drain the aquifer that's natural in around here, I don't have any problem with their water rights. But we have to think about, in Michigan, they've got all kinds of these companies, and they mentioned one here recently. I just can't remember the name of it. They're taking how many thousand gallons a day out of the aquifer, and the people are starting to complain about the aquifer not being where it once was. If we judge a well how good it is by, if we go down 100 feet and we got water 50 feet from the top, we got a real good well. Okay.
Say, Gary.
Yes, sir.
That would be Nestle.
Wasn't Michigan the land of a thousand lakes? Isn't that the place where Jesse Ventura did the story on his conspiracy theory show about Von Nestle Company stealing all the water and shipping it to China and places in bladders?
That's Nestle. Yes, Nestle, yes. And Eric brought that up, too. I just kind of neglected to remember it. I've been more paying attention to the Bundy trial in the Colorado 8 or 9, staying abreast of that, being on the telephone with that every once in a while when I can. But yes, it was Nestle's, and it doesn't matter which ones they are. You have to respect the neighbor. You just can't drill a well 500 feet in the ground and drain the aquifer. You know, we only have 3 farms in 1 mile. Okay. 3 working farms in 1 mile.
I think Von Nestle's, isn't Von Nestle German? He's not a neighbor?
Not a neighbor as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he doesn't care about the neighbors then, does he?
We've got another thing going on. I don't know how it's affected the water, but it's affected a lot of people. We have the Hollanders who've come in here from Holland. And there's one from Ireland here, and they got 5,000-10,000 cows on a farm, and they've got all the manure substances of hauling all this manure out to the fields. You got to feed these cattle, and you've got to have water for them, and it's just not normal procedures in our neighborhood. It has become normal now. Okay, we've got more than
new normal.
Yeah, we have now more than one herd of cows is up into the thousands, okay, in the Thumb of Michigan. So I agree with Eric. I don't like to see anybody bother each other's well rights, and I've lived here for 40 years now. 1972, we moved to the farm, and it was my wife's farm before that. It's always been in the family for years and years and years. Her grandfather had it before that. And we've never had a dispute about water ever in our neighborhood. This never occurred, because we live in what we call some type of normalcy. Okay.
Right. You live in harmony. There was enough water the Creator put enough water there for the farms, the family farms that were in the area. He didn't put enough there for Nestle or foreign, massive, drains to come in there and just suck the aquifers dry. There's a limit to what's down there. So for a normal living situation with family farms and even producing and prospering. But once you bring in tens of thousands of head and you start pulling out hundreds of thousands of gallons out of the aquifer, that's not fair to the people around you. And then there has to be some kind of symbiotic relationship where hopefully the people will work it out so we don't have to be off to the witch's court.
Yeah, you got a call coming in.
Oh, who do we got? I couldn't hear. I thought I heard Mike saying something. Who was it? Rich, call back in if you want. All right, so, Gary, do you find that, is there any solution to this in the area, or are you just going to have to deal with your water being sucked away?
Well, I where we're at yet, we still have good aquifer, good water, and the issue here is the windmills. Okay, that's the other issue in the Thumb of Michigan. They just brought these things in and put them everywhere. They sold shoes, and the people didn't have a little choice. By the time people did wake up and started to, say, well, we want to vote on these. And so far, in many of the townships, the vote has turned down the windmills. And then we've got a number of people who were going to retire in the Thumb of Michigan on farms, but they live right across from a windmill, and they're noisy as hell, and they, yep, they've got flicker, and it's all unnatural type of things. And so it was promoted by a group of people that were wanting to, what they call, farm the land with windmills. They call them wind farms. Well, I don't call them wind farms because you can't eat a damn thing they produce. Okay.
Yeah, they're farming nothing. It's a scam.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chris.
I remember being on the Big Island of Hawaii probably about 6-7 years ago. Oh, I hear music after the break, I suppose. Listen to our sponsors. Buy from the good guys.
There you go.
We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris on the RBN Network. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hold tight. We still got about 40 minutes left. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze. On your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me. Come back to me. Saloon and the rack and the room, mademoiselle, where in hell can you be?
Where the hell can you be? Well, you can be in heaven here with the RBN Network. Thank you for joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Welcome back. We got Gary and Chris, and appreciate being with us tonight. We had a great update from John Lamb. It seems things are going very interesting in the trial. Because the prosecution is being forced to treat its own witness as a hostile witness. The witness is doing more for the defense than she is for the prosecution. Hallelujah. And, the jury is questioning things in the proper way like any normal person would, which is, well, you got the guy's got the water. Why can't he have the grass? hey, witch, why is this not being allowed? Why? What's going on here? I could tell you right. I think there's going to be at least one person on that jury who's going to hold their ground. I'd be very surprised if there's not. I'm predicting acquittal slash hung jury worst case scenario, kind of like what just happened with the other tier they call it of trial that just took place with the hung jury. Go ahead, Chris.
I'd be putting the wager being here in Las Vegas on the fact that those greedy attorneys will file another case. They'll keep filing as long as they keep paying.
No, don't say that.
Never mind double jeopardy. Let's get the money.
That's not funny. No, I know they could. It'd make it, it's a complete nightmare. They can. God knows, is there any limit? I mean, they. It could rise to the level of the absurd. They could keep filing and filing until time, till time ends. I don't know. I mean, it's ridiculous. The enemy is very spiteful. They'll never get it through their thick, stinking, amoral skulls that you know, what we're doing is obviously the right thing. What the Bundys are doing, standing for their property rights, is obviously the right thing. And this whole admiralty statutory system that's built on profiteering at the lower level and command and control, New World Order, UN Agenda 21, One World Government stuff at the top, you know, this is the never a more clear-cut battle between good and evil have I ever seen. I mean, it's getting really crystal clear, and it really does just give more credibility to the written word, which talks about all this in Revelation and long before. So... Any comments on that, Gary, as we go into break?
Well, I think you're totally right. You know, everything is in Scripture. I'm just not prepared to look at one right now, but you're absolutely right. And what I've tried to do, and I want the folks out here to, if they come to this understanding, I just don't run off at the lip with just anything. I try and read it from the King James Version, and if anybody's adverse to that, I'll use a do-away scripture to read it also. And I have several different scripts here. I have all kinds of different scriptures, and they pretty much say the same thing. The only reason I use the King James is so you can do a study from the Strong's Concordance or other concordances. That's the only reason I use the King James. The old King James, but no, it's in there. There's several things that are just totally lies. They printed it, and so you can see it. I'm used to the lies, but I never saw so much lying until I went to court, and then I started to see the same lies. And we got the people coming up and support our
you are tuned in
support our brothers
to the
that are
broadcasting
supporting
network.
Us.
Visit our website. Right by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. This late night broadcast on the RBN Network. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. So, Gary and Chris, any thoughts on why the how come the mainstream media, like you know Fox News and CNN and even InfoWars, how come they're not sending crews out to cover the Bundy trials?
Well, Gary wants to go first, I'll allow him. And if he doesn't, I'll go ahead.
You go ahead.
Because they are part of the lamestream media network. Those are controlled by the 5 or 6 major companies around the world. They do not actually have an interest in reporting the news, but in spreading propaganda, also known as public relations, public sexual relations, which is also a form of psycho-political warfare, and it's actually information warfare. It's truly, if you really want to know about it, it's public mind fornication is what it really is, because they're sending out false news, not giving you the true news that really has a substantial impact on what the public need to know in order to make public policy influences to know what to be fearful of and watch for to rise up early on to fight this type of government tyranny and oppression in their own communities.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know off the top of your head, I don't have the list in front of me, and they've morphed and merged so many times. Do you know the basic half a dozen corporations that run the mainstream media?
Well, if you understand that CNN is the that's the CIA news network.
You make a good point. Why? Right. No. Great. excellent. You know, you're right, because it doesn't matter which corporations own who or what, whether it's Fox, Viacom, CBS, the Ted Turner stuff, Disney, whatever. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, they're all controlled by the CIA. Almost every one of these major news operatives that you see is a CIA civilian asset, either on the payroll directly or indirectly.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see it every day. Heck, you can't even watch CNN. It's so full of propaganda, which is really nothing but psyop political warfare. Kenneth W. Goff, for those who want to search it out, also known as brainwashing. When they're putting out false news, you can thank the Smith-Mundt Act of 2015 amendment of Obama put through, giving all of its corporate partners, its sub-agency licensees, stakeholders, the ability to lie and tell other than the truth to the American people for any means or schemes or lustfully satisfying interest or political advantageous interest they find necessary, proper, or lustfully satisfying. So you can't rely on anything you hear on the darn news. All the numbers out of Wall Street are fake. Most of the property numbers in the states are all masking lots of unsold properties, both commercial and residential, if you like that word term, private homes, if you will, more accurately, in those areas to give the false impression that the markets are firm when they're anything but. You can't believe in the numbers that are put on the commodities markets. Gold and silver prices are manipulated, suppressed, oppressed, so that people have a false impression that the dollar is worth something when it's actually about ready to implode and be replaced with something else, or maybe monstrous hyperinflation, where it was a form of reverse taxation and theft by deception by the governments to devalue the dollar and replace it with something else in a new money scheme.
Can we speculate a little bit on this quote-unquote something else? It's interesting that you brought that up, because I hear that there's people, you know, there's what do you want to call it? Certain people are talking about that there's a new currency about to be released. Was that called a U.S. note, USNs, or something like that? And
the U.S.
It's all speculation.
U.S. note was what. Those are the ones that Kennedy had printed up before he was killed when he was getting ready to replace the Federal Reserve. And there's some suggestions that Donald Trump is getting ready to do the same thing, which doesn't bode well for his long-term survival, if history has any operation on what happens to Mr. Trump. I hope that's not the case. He seems to be doing more, at least something for the people, instead of nothing, which is basically what we've had at least 12 to 20 years of. So that's why we're in such desperate shape, falling into communism here in America and on the cusp of the Bolshevik Revolution, that they might be trying to snatch it from defeat. And I think that's part of what Saudi Arabia is and some of the other countries where he's visiting around to try to expose all these pedophilic infiltrators and child sex traffickers around the world that are part of the Bandar Bush cult and the Clinton gang.
Well, if the Secret Service would do their job, he shouldn't have anything to be worried about.
Of course, they're doing a job, all right.
Yeah. Right, their job for who? Was it Mike? We're going right to the caller this time. We don't lose him. Dave, how are you?
I'm fine. Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Is that who
That's
I'm speaking
me.
With?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Eric, the Screaming Eagle Screamer. Hey, I really like your show, Eric. I feel like you really have the right spirit. You're not these typical right wing wing nuts, you know. Let me ask you a question, Eric, and your fine guest there. I'm not sure who he is, but you can tell he's a real Christian. He's not one of these counterfeit Christians. But what do you? And I want to, you know. I'm going to tie this in with the Bundys and with Trump moving heaven and earth to get those black basketball players freed from China, because they thought they could get away with their crap over in China like they get away with it in this country. But I'm going to get to that. But my main point I want to, what's your take? You know, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, said, if it happens in politics, you can just bet it was planned that way. Now, President Donald Trump, whom I call Racket Man, he calls Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, but I call Donald Trump Rocket Man, okay? Yeah. Now, yeah. Rocket Man was all spent... By the way, I'm a disabled Vietnam era veteran and so on. I live underneath, I live in a house that flies the POW/MIA flag, and I work with Bo Greitz up in Alaska. I lived up in Alaska for years, and I worked with Bo Greitz's campaign when he was running for president. So I know all about the POW/MIA. So on Veterans Day, he's over there with hobnobbing with the communists, colluding, not covertly, but overtly colluding with the communists on Veterans Day. He's in Vietnam. He was praising the communists to the high heavens, saying, oh, they're so resilient. It's a miracle how they've bounced back from the war. And they're just remarkable, wonderful people. Not one word about our Vietnam vets or our POW/MIAs. And he's cutting billions and billions of dollars worth of deals over there. Okay? I call that colluding with the commies openly, overtly, okay? And then he won't do a damn thing for the Bundys. But he's moving heaven and earth over there to get that Chinese government to release those black scumbags that thought they could get away with their crap over in China, like they get away with it here in the United States, swiping sunglasses and everything. I'll just say one last thing. Then I want to hear what you have to say. But another thing I don't like about, I'm getting sick of these right-wingers about, they're whining and snivel about that Colin Kaepernick taking the knee, okay, for his black brothers. These white, weak, wicked white scumbags, they wouldn't take the knee for their grandmother, okay? This Tom Brady here in Boston, where I'm from, he wouldn't take the knee for his grandmother. He'd never in a million years take a knee for the white Bundy brothers or for the man that was gunned down there, that was gunned down up in the wildlife refuge. My mind's starting to race now. I know his name. You know the man that was LaVoy Finicum?
Yeah.
These weak, white, wicked scumbag traitors, race traitors and everything, they never take a stand for their fellow white people. One thing you have to hand to the blacks, where they get everything they want, because they get out there and they raise hell when the blacks are gunned down in cold blood. But these weak, wicked, white scumbags, they're detestable. They deserve to lose everything. I have no sympathy for these blacks. They've ruined my life, all my life. They've given me trouble, even in the military in the 60s and Vietnam and everything. My ancestors didn't even have a potato to eat, okay? When these blacks were fat and sassy down south, getting three squares away, my Irish ancestors didn't even have a freaking potato to eat, and they were enslaved by the British. And so they came over here, and they fought. Lincoln's army was filled with these white Irishmen coming over from the potato famine, and they bled and died to free these blacks. They've never been acknowledged. Ireland never owned slaves. The Catholic Relief and these different Irish agencies, every time there's was a plague of famine in Africa, they'd be over there, feeding the blacks. So when, in Biafra years ago, you see the white, the Irish, they have those lovely Irish brogues. The Irish have been nothing but a blessing to the blacks, And I don't take any crap from these blacknecks. They want to call us rednecks. Well, yeah, I'm sick of these white, this weak, wicked white scum, Eric. And you're not a typical one of these right wingers that all they know how to do is whine and snivel your guest knows that we're called to be over. We're more than conquerors. God gave us all power over the enemy and everything. We're not supposed to be every day wringing our hands about the latest outrage and the latest defeat that we've suffered. But I'll shut up because I want to hear you. Maybe we're running out of time. I want to hear your response about Rocket Man. He could have scheduled Veterans Day to be in Japan or something like that. It happened in politics. It didn't happen by accident. Rocket Man didn't want to offend his communist guests by even referencing the POW/MIAs or the American veterans. But he praised those filthy communist bastards to the highest heaven. Yeah, it's sickening. He's Rocket Man. Yeah, I'm pissed off, man.
Go ahead,
Eric.
I think, first of all, I can see how that would definitely be a slap in the face to veterans. Second of all, I think regardless of color, black, white, brown, doesn't matter. I think we've all been enslaved to the British and to the Romans and through Rome today, through the Vatican. Excellent point on Rocket Man. I'm glad you're using the term because that's a typical tactic of the enemy it's called projecting. Like if they're stealing something, they'll say, hey, you're stealing from me. And if they're the ones who are lying, they'll always say, hey, you're lying to me. And if they're the ones who are trying to take over the world, they'll say, what are you doing trying to take over? They'll always point their evil ways at somebody else to try to immediately divert attention. It's like that game of calling the cops on somebody first, because then, you know, you get the leg up in an argument and all this garbage. It's ridiculous. But excellent point. I'm glad you don't let them call. Who's the real Rocket Man? Kim Jong, the guy in Korea, supposedly is launching a couple little test fire things up this way and that way, and they're going to drop in the ocean or somewhere, and then everybody gets all hyperventilated, and we run off to send the boys and girls off to wave the flag and wide and high and send the boys and girls off to die. Always somebody else's boys and girls, not the people who are doing the sending, of course. They're going to sit home and watch everybody else leave.
I hope you understand what I said. I call Trump Racket Man, as in running a racket, like running rackets. Not rocket, racket. He's a racket man.
And I was going to say, who's the real Rocket Man? Trump's the one that fired 59 missiles onto Syria when he first came into office. I didn't see North Korea doing anything even close to that.
Right.
Who's the Rocket Man? Okay. It sounds like you're right. Yeah. Trump is the Rocket Man. And you also made a really good point on the Chinese.
Eric, are you clear that I'm saying like in racketeering? I'm saying racket. I'm calling Trump Rocket Man, not Rocket Man. Racket Man, RACK, like the racket, like organized crime rackets, like a racketeering. He's racket, not Rocket Man. Racket Man. That's what Trump is. He's a racket man. He's a con man. He's a hustler. He's a, you know. I'm calling him not Rocket Man. Racket. Trump's racket. Kim Jong-un may be Rocket Man.
I got you. You're talking RICO, racketeering and conspiracy.
Yeah, right. And Korea, North Korea doesn't have to worry about a thing. Trust me, it's all bluff and bluster. This great Satan, okay? This great global super Satan, okay, in Washington and Wall Street, they've always financed and supported the communists, and they've never made a real effort to defeat them. Like North Korea doesn't have a thing to worry about. It's all bluff and bluster, and Washington and Wall Street always covertly support the communists, and all the patriots know it.
We know it.
And the reason they support all the communists and everything, they're going to support them right up until the time that the America is totally enslaved. It falls to communism, and that's why they support all the communists. Their ultimate goal is to subdue the United States. Rocket Man doesn't have the North Koreans don't have a thing to worry about. He's a big bluff. It's all bluff and bluster. He's full of baloney. Trump. Trump. Well, I call him Trump. Okay,
all right,
thanks for letting me blow off some steam. I really enjoy your show, you know.
We appreciate you checking in with us. That's excellent call. Check in with us again sometime. Thanks. We've got one more caller we're going to try to squeeze in, but I wanted to make one quick comment on what the previous caller was just saying. And what is he doing? What is Julius Trump doing going over to China trying to get the release of a couple of petty thieves when we have serious patriots being persecuted in our own land? With that, we're going to our final caller. Who do we have? Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how are you?
You there? Can you hear? Okay, yes. Hey, fine. How about you guys tonight? Got in a little late here, I guess. few things running through my mind here. Let's see, I was going to say that the president is has no power and does not run the country. I see it all as a well-orchestrated script made to manage everybody's perception.
Yes.
And while maybe you could do a few things, you could do a few things and make it look like that way. But all, you know, the campaign promises all the way along for anybody. They get the bad news. They get the bad news when they get inaugurated and get that manila folder and get a little sit down and they tell them what's up in the zoo and that they got, you know, a gun pointed at both sides of their head if they pop up. But on another note, I don't know, I was mentioning last night about the money and a few things running through my mind here trying to think of what I could get in. But once again, the government is not talking to the people. It's trying to get the people to answer for the name on the birth certificate, driver's license. They cannot speak for itself. And they can only do that through scaring the people, intimidating them, threatening them, and coercing them with the duress to twist their arm to get them to say yes and volunteer their consent to these contracts. Because the fiction government needs to contract with the real people in order to make it look like something's going on when there really isn't, because there's no money, and there's only credit, and the people are actual creditors, and they can't let the people know that. So if the government, this fiction government, through its representatives, wants to contract with the people and they want to get paid, then you need to get paid. And there's a way to do that in harmony rather than an argument. And so that's why they use the people's will, what you say, what we say against us, because it has no will or a mouth to speak anything. So what it does is it takes notes and rereads those notes back to you in court, for example, and says, here, well, you said this, and then you argue with them, and you say, well, no, I didn't say it that way. Well, I didn't say it like that. And then you get in a circle jerk with these guys, and there's nothing to say to a fiction government. They cannot hear us. The only thing is that you can really divorce from the name on the birth certificate. They stole the family name at our birth without our family's permission and stuck it on the birth certificate. And they were not in the delivery room or have firsthand knowledge of what your mother and father called you when you were born. So when they ask you your name, you should always say, I'm called. Because you were just a baby. You don't know what the heck you were called. So you say, I'm called my first and my middle name. You never speak your last name. It's not yours to speak. And this is how they're getting everybody with the subject matter jurisdiction in any case. Bundy case,
here, here.
Any case. So what you'd need to do, anybody, is to immediately challenge the subject matter jurisdiction, because they cannot prove, they will not prove you are a U.S. citizen, because they don't have your green card, nor, you know, if you want to find out if you are, call up the immigration board and tell them you lost your green card and then you need to replace it, and they'll tell you, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, we don't have any record of that. So that proves it right there. And they have to dismiss the case, but you have to tell them. And you have to move the court, because the sovereign is the mover of the court. And if you don't know who you are and who you're not as the beneficiary of the trust, they will be. And that's what's happening. And they're just doing commerce, scaring the crap out of everybody. And they have to stand up for themselves. But it's hard when you got a job and you don't know how to do it. But it's a lot of complicated things made simple, because there is no argument with all this fiction. You see.
Say, Tom.
It's all fiction. So anyway.
Say, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm all down with what you said there, except for I would also challenge the in personam jurisdiction, along with the subject matter, because you're a live, living, flesh and blood person. They're a fictitious corporation, so therefore, how you can't communicate with them.
Right. Well,
they
right.
can't communicate and, with you.
Right, and it's you see. So what they're doing, you got to be friendly and no argument. They're going to get paid. You're going to get paid. There's plenty because there's no money. There's only credit, and your birth certificate's probably worth $100 million or more. I know a friend of mine. He looked it up, and it's worth about 800 something million. But it's all relative. But what you do is you always the declarant. The defendant is the name on the birth certificate. You're the declarant, and you're going to declare something. And you're in there by visitation only. And an alienized juris under the authority of another god and not their god. And you make that clear if you can even get that far, and you challenge the subject matter jurisdiction. And when they can't prove it, the next thing out of the judge's mouth, he's going to try to recontract with you to hit that trust. And you say, I object. And you move the court to dismiss the case based upon lack of subject matter jurisdiction and failure to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. And I wish to be compensated for ruining my good name, bringing fraud upon the court, and rape. That's it.
Great points. We're coming up. Yep, excellent points. I want to open this up a little more in detail. Call in earlier next time, would you? This is a great conversation. We're up against the end of the show. I want to talk some more about this, but he's making some great points, and I want to expand upon some of them in the future. Yeah, great call. Can you call back sometime and talk about this more?
Yeah, we sure, absolutely. You guys are fun, okay?
All right, yeah, great job. Okay, and Chris, I know you got a whole bunch of stuff to say about what he was just talking about, which is, right, you know, a living being, which is us, versus the fictitious.
We have pretty astute listeners out there, Eric. God bless America, God bless the Republic, and God bless the Freedom Streaming Show.
I want to thank Chris. I want to thank Gary. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank John Lamb, Mike on the board, Mike Herzog, John Stanton, and all the listeners out there. Join us again next week. Post this broadcast everywhere.